This is the Gospel Express with Nina
Taylor. Jesus, your hand of mercy covering me. I've messed up and made so many mistakes. I am grateful, Lord, I'm thankful for your grace.
I will
forever
give you praise.
Lord, thank you for loving me. Because I've been so faithful, I even done what I should. Because of your loving kindness, Lord, you're so good. You see me as your chosen. I was created for your purpose. Even when I feel worthless, you still love me. I don't deserve it. Forever give you. Thank you for love, and you're amazing.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Gospel Express. Today is our special Valentine's Day show. My special guest is Apostle John Ross. We are proud to present part 10 in our series on Christ in our relationships.
Times have you been the one sitting in the judgment seat, or sweeping around somebody else's door when you live three blocks down the street? Don't be so quick to tear your brother down, 'cause it might have just been one of them days. It doesn't take that long to tear somebody down, but it takes less time to pray.
if the motive ain't love. The only reason you're where you are is somebody decided to help you up. It'd be a shame for you to close your eyes, turn your back and just walk away. Just take the time to care enough to go down on your knees and pray.
Pray for me.
Relationships, we will be talking about expressions of love and allowing Christ into our expressions of love, focusing on love letters. Kingdom, a love letter is a letter that you write in order to tell someone that you love them. The body of the letter is where you really pour out your heart and soul. Kingdom, for a long time, love, you want to talk about memories, overcoming obstacles together, what made you fall in love initially, why you still love them today, and describe what you see in the future. A love letter is not just for Valentine's Day, but sending a letter at random can add more sentiment to the one you love or are courting. A love letter can help convey what you may be too shy to say in person, or it can contain expressions of your feelings for the one you love. Kingdom, love is a beautiful thing and a blessing to experience. It was created by God to be authentic. So be yourself and be vulnerable. Be honest and allow yourself to face your emotions and allow your words to inspire. When you feel them, your partner will too. Kingdom, the Bible is God's love letter to His creation, which is all humanity. And we should not rush through it, but with prayer, take time with God by His Holy Spirit and allow God to reveal Himself to you through His Word. And when you do, please don't be ashamed to respond to God or write Him back with pen and paper in prayer and in worship. Express your love for Him and dependency upon Him. The Bible not only tells us how He loves us, but how we should live, because God knows what's best for us. And He wants us to experience His pure agape love for us. Dr. Taylor, what does a love letter mean to you?
When I think about the word love letter, I see many things, not a, like you said, a physical letter where someone sits down and writes me a note. I mean, those are great, but a love letter can be expressed in more than one way. I remember my grandmother talking about how my grandfather loved being a provider, loved buying things for his 8 children. And for him, he wasn't an overly emotional person, but his expression of love was simply coming in the house and having things for the children. And that's his way of saying that he loved them. You know, sometimes you can express your love by doing things, by physical acts, or just by saying those 3 simple words. But I think it's up to the individual person to decide what expressions of love makes them feel that love from another person.
Amen. So what are some ways that Christian couples can express themselves and their love for one another?
I can answer this question by saying what I would like. That would be the easiest way. By continuing to communicate and respect each other. I told someone long ago when she was complaining to me about how her husband was constantly disrespecting her. I know what that's like. And I said, you know, when you can disrespect someone like that, how could you possibly love them? How could you? There's no way. I said, that kind of disrespect means that you're somebody that not only I don't love, but I don't even like you. I think they can express themselves by continuing to respect and encourage and treat each other like they did when they first got married. Stay on that honeymoon for years and years and years. I think that is the ultimate love letter to each other.
Dr. Taylor, in your own words, what is God's ultimate expression of love to us and for us?
Wow, that is, I think his ultimate expression is how he gave his son for our sins. I think that is the ultimate, but God's love and the gift of love is how he expressed his love for us. It's a pure gift from him to be received and shared. The spiritual gift of love is the only type of love that fulfills the deepest longings of our hearts. Like all gifts, it must be received and cherished, and then it allows us to love ourselves and others as He loves us.
Kingdom, another expression of God's love is Christ, who wrote in John 15:9, I have loved you just as the Father loved me. Abide in my love and continue in his love with me. Kingdom, Jesus Yeshua gave his life, which proves he loves us. Dr. Taylor, how do you express your love to and for God?
The only way we can express our love to him is, you know, 3 ways. By praising and worshiping him, by praying to him, and how we live. How we live. That's the only way he's going to know that we are listening and that we are taking heed to his word. It's how we live. I think that is the ultimate way that we can show him that we love him.
Millions of words can describe the feeling I have down inside.
It's hard to contain it.
So I'll simply say, Jesus.
Practice round, but can y'all try to catch it and sing along with us? Come on, help me say millions here.
Millions of words can describe.
To contain a church, so I release my worship and simply say,
Jesus.
Help me say it.
I love you.
Because you first love me, say it.
Because you first love me.
I'm returning my love back to you.
I'm returning my love back to you.
This is my offering.
Sing it from me.
And Dr. Taylor, finally, in what ways can couples express their love to God and Christ together?
They can express themselves by living as He commanded and how He wants us to live as a married couple. You know, becoming one by taking those vows and keeping them. Taking those vows and keeping them. Continuing to communicate, like I said earlier, respecting one another, and by being fruitful in every way, not just multiplying, but in every way, being charitable and just following His commandments and how He wants us to live. And that's the only way they're going to be happy. That's the only way they're going to stay together. Okay, Apostle, those are all great questions, but I have a few for you. We're actually in a season of love right now. We're in a season of love coming up in just a few days. I don't know what time zone or when you will be in the Valentine's Day season, but we're in that season right now. Everybody is thinking about ways that they can show the person that they love how much they love and care about them. What are some of the ways that men can express their intentions to a woman that they may want to marry one day?
Sister Taylor, I am going to remain redundant in my answer from, I believe, the last 9 installments of our Christ in Our Relationship episodes. Proverbs 4:7 from the KJV version declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." And Proverbs 3:6 from the New International Version, which declares, "In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Kingdom, you need a word from the Lord. It's key to know the will of God so you don't end up with a broken heart or just wasting your time, because marriage is very, very holy and serious. It's a very holy and serious commitment to make. The next is honesty. Kingdom, you want to be pure and honest with all of your intentions. It's dangerous to lie or mislead someone in your intentions for them. Once you have the Lord's word to move forward, finding the right time to have the conversation for your intentions and the feelings for your potential wife. Always remember, it's equally important to allow your potential wife to voice and speak her heart, including any doubts, fears, and uncertainties, so both can have a clear direction for your path. Once your heart is ready, tell her what is in your heart. Tell her, "I love you," and give her the direction you are wanting your relationship to go, including a time to introduce her to your family, etc. Now is the time to begin laying and building your foundation for marriage.
All right. Now, I've heard, and this is from younger people, that these days people do not court anymore. They pretty much know from the minute or very soon after they meet someone if they're going to be with them, if they're going to marry them. Is courting considered to be something old school? And if so, or if not, how long should a courtship last in 2023?
Is courting old school? No, most definitely not. But not everyone has the heart for courting. Some find it difficult to express themselves. For those who find it difficult, for you, I would suggest some family or friends to help you bring to life what your heart is saying for that special one you are considering marrying.
Baby, tell me, How did you know? Was it the first kiss?
No, not the first kiss. It was so much more than that.
And baby, tell me, how did you know? Was it the first touch?
No, not the first touch. It was so much more than that. I wasn't really sure, so I got down on my knees. And when I talked to God, He said you were right for me. He said, you're the one, you're the one. God told me so. That's how I know. And baby, that's enough for me, yeah.
You're the one, you're the one. God told me so. That's how I know that we were meant to be.
Baby, tell me what changed your mind. Was it the diamonds?
No, not the diamonds. This is so much deeper than that.
Baby, tell me what made you trust. Was it your mother?
No, not my mother. She didn't talk me into this. Instead I talked to God. I told him what I need. He said this one is right, 'cause he loves you.
That's enough.
I think you just answered this, but how long do you think a courtship should last?
If possible, please try not to set a time, because you want to move in the divine timing of God. I know there are those rare cases when you need to work in a time frame, like in cases of military deployment or perhaps medical reasons. Please don't rush. Take all the time you need. Time will vary according to each situation. Allow the Holy Spirit, invite the Holy Spirit in. Remember, marriage is a lifetime commitment, so don't rush through it. Cover everything, literally make a list covering everything, and when both hearts are satisfied, allow God in prayer to help you set the date.
In your opinion, what's the woman's role as a wife today?
In my opinion, a woman's role as a wife today, first and foremost, is to love God, love her husband as Christ loved the church, and to support her husband, to be faithful to her husband, to be honest with her husband, including before the marriage, to be patient, to have relationship with Christ, to be a good and loving mother. Most important, to have a love for herself, meaning she takes time for and invests in herself, her appearance, her education, and purpose that God has for her life. A person who has character and personality and knows how to carry herself in and with the public. I believe that a woman needs her own identity to be complete and confident within herself before she can be a good helpmate for her husband or anyone else.
From my heart, here is what I need to say. From now on, and until my dying day, to stay, my heart has found its place. You say you feel this too, so whatever we go through, hand in hand, we can stand and face it all. Smiles would be untrue. We've had our share of heartache and pain, but our love has brought us through. So let's say on this day, together we will stay. If life is good and gold, or if tears fall down our face, hand in hand, we can stand and face it all. Just keep
Okay, those are very, very great answers, and I know everyone is taking notes, I hope. You know, my love letter is when I get that person who is going to be my significant other, is to let him know that I'm his number one fan, that I am his helper, I am his peace, I am everything that he has ever dreamed of in a wife. Absolutely. My final question for you is, how do we court today?
My answer, Dr. Taylor, is more for those who love romance. So please keep it pure, keep it holy, and be creative with love letters, romantic letters. Kingdom, the purpose of the Song of Solomon is to celebrate the love between a man and a woman. That book is full of love poems and descriptions of the beauty of love. You can have romantic dinners, special deliveries, flowers, candy, wrapped packages, balloons, decorating rooms, romantic settings that can include a fireplace, love notes, and remember the saying, what it takes to win her heart, it takes that and more to keep her heart. These are some ways, Sister Taylor, to court and win her heart.
I believe in miracles, 'cause I'm such a mess. You choose to love me and expect the best. Plus, you never lean on what my critics say. So, for better or worse, I trust you to stay. Believe you're the answer, 'cause I said a prayer, but I almost said oh, and then you were there, and it didn't take long for these eyes to see that you were the right one, heaven sent to me. I never hear them sing about this when I hear the radio, and though I've seen a lot of movies, endings never seem to show that sometimes miracles are people who let God's love take control. It's why we believe in you. I never hear them sing about us when I hear the radio, and though I've seen a lot of movies, endings never seem to show that sometimes miracles are people who let God's love take control. It's why I if this is just a dream, let me die before I wake, because I don't think I could take a real minute without you in it. I don't claim to understand how I deserve to be your man, but God intended for you to be.
be mine. That's why I'm never gonna leave your side. I believe you're the reason God gave me life. Cause you're so incredible, and now you're my wife. Plus you're all the reason I'll ever need to learn to live, to love. 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 To just believe. Da 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 da.
Apostle, how can they get in contact or connect with you?
If you would like to reach out to me, you can email me at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com, or please visit my website, letstalktothelord.international.
Dear God, I don't know how to thank you for all of the mercies that keep on enduring. Dear God, 10,000 words are not enough to say I love you. Dear God,
dear God,
yeah,
thank you for amazing grace. There is no voice with a
sweeter sound, dear God,
dwelling in the secret place.
Love is found for every mistake you have forgiven.
To you, my Savior, thank you for who
Father, lover, friend, mercy overflowing, Alpha, Jireh, Elohim, Author, Victor, and the end. He's a healer, he's a lover and a friend, and his mercies overflow, they overflow, they overflow. He's the author and the beginning and the end. Can we sing it again right now?
I want to thank my special guest, Apostle John Ross, for being a part of the show today. Remember to connect with me on all social media outlets. You can find all my outlets on my website at msninataylor.com.
I just want to talk to somebody right now who's been gone away for a long time. You don't have to run no more.
Come on home.
You can come back home.
I know they hurt you. They saw you stumble, but didn't help you. And now they let you. They were quick to pray, but slow to move.
This way. But listen,
understand there's a plan if you're patient.
truth with a pure heart. Lead me to come now, Lord, so worship can start.